Glad to be talking with Dr. Gary Green. He's the chief of infectious disease at Kaiser Permanente Santa Rosa Medical Center. And Dr. Green, good to have you here with us.
Good morning, Pat.
Tis the season. I would think more people would be considering flu shots this year since it was a pretty bad flu season last year.
Yeah, last year was a very difficult year. We haven't seen a year like that since 2009. We had almost twice as many deaths.
Is that attributable to anything, Dr. Green?
Yeah, last year was a difficult flu strain, a strain called H3N2, and that strain had mutated a little bit during vaccine manufacturing, so it wasn't as protective as we thought. And last year, the CDC estimated about 80,000 people in the U.S. did not survive the flu last year.
Wow.
So that was a very tough year.
Yes, yes. How many strains of the flu will this year's flu shot protect us from?
So there are two vaccines for the flu shot this year. There's a trivalent vaccine with three parts, with three different flu strains, and then there's a quadrivalent vaccine. The trivalent has two parts influenza A and also one part influenza B. The quadrivalent vaccine has two strains of influenza A and two strains of influenza B.
Okay, that's easy for you to say, but let me ask this question. Do we have to get two different shots?
No, that's a very good point. You only need one shot. Traditionally, we've only done the trivalent vaccine for decades. It's only in the last few years that we've developed a quadrivalent vaccine, just in case a different strain is circulating that we don't think about.
How do we know which one we should get?
Well, traditionally, we've done the trivalent vaccine. We've done very well with that. The quadrivalent vaccine has been manufactured by companies trying to compete in the market share. And so the trivalent is standard. The quadrivalent, if you are a little bit extra nervous about what might be captured in the flu strain.
Yeah, a lot of us are extra nervous about that. And of course, as you know, doctor, people are nervous about getting the shot itself. Is there a truth to the fact that you could very well develop flu symptoms after getting the shot?
Yeah, that's one of the greatest myths about the flu vaccine. There's actually no biologic or scientific way to get flu when you get the injectable flu shot because it's not a live virus. It's just pieces of the virus. So it can't propagate because it's pieces of a dead virus. But what happens, I think, is that some people are incubating a different virus, maybe an enterovirus, maybe a parainfluenza virus, at the time they get their flu shot. And then they develop a little bit of a viral illness, and they attribute that to the flu. But that's pretty much true, but unrelated.
Okay, completely unrelated. That is good to know. And, of course, the question every year is who should get a flu shot?
Everyone 6 months and older should get the flu.
Wow.
And so it's a very important strategy because the very young and the very old are the most at risk of having complications or not surviving the flu. But every year, even during a mild flu year, every year, someone between 10 and 20, 20 and 30, 40 and 50, every category, someone will not survive from the flu. So it's very important. I have kids that are in college and in high school. It would be tragic if one of them had ever, or a classmate had got the flu and for whatever reason didn't survive. So the very young and the very old are most vulnerable to not surviving from the flu. But all age groups, it's important to get the flu shot.
And once you get the flu shot, Dr. Green, how long before it takes effect?
It takes about 10 days to 2 weeks to develop immunity if you're a normal, healthy person. But there are some people in the community who have weakened immune systems, like, for example, someone going through cancer chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Their immune system isn't going to respond to the flu. So when the rest of us get our flu shots and we develop our own protection, we also develop something called herd immunity that protects other people. And it's almost like a wall, like a barrier to flu protection. And so when we get our flu shot and in 10 to 14 days, our immunity is strong against the flu, we also protect those who otherwise wouldn't respond to the flu vaccine.
What are the negatives of getting a flu shot?
You know, they're really a downside. One, it's an inconvenience to get into your doctor to get the flu shot. Two, your arm might be a little bit sore afterwards. But any serious side effects from the flu are extraordinarily rare, on the range of 1 in 3 million chances of having a reaction to the vaccine.
And one last question for you, doctor, and that is it's sort of more difficult every year to discern exactly when the flu season is. When should we get the shot?
Well, we're already seeing a little bit of flu activity now, and that's nationwide, not just in California, but across the nation. There's a little bit of flu activity going on right now. And so people are getting the influenza at this current time. We've seen it in the last 2 weeks, just the beginning of the flu season. So earlier you get the vaccine, earlier is your protection, and earlier you help the people around you.
Will it last the entire season?
it should last the entire season. It kind of depends on someone's immune system. If you have a very strong, normal, healthy immune system, it should carry you through the season. But if you have a weakened immune system, you have to be extra careful because your flu vaccine may not last as long.
All right, very good. It sounds like a good time to make that appointment, get that flu shot. Dr. Green, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Dr. Gary Green, Chief of Infectious Disease at Kaiser Permanente Santa Rosa Medical Center.